That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a... I don't care how bad North Carolina's defense is. I'm just glad we scored a bunch of points edition of the Always Irish Show. Happy Sunday, everybody. Obviously, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate that very much. Give the video a thumbs up. Helps in the search algorithm. Appreciate that as well. Notifications on. You'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish Rat. Always Irish Hank. Emails, alwaysirishindy@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me, you can get me. Call in line 312-900-8815. Program it in your phone. Okay, folks. Call in Monday morning. I want to know, has your mind changed a little bit about the team? Do you feel better about the direction? Backing off some of the Tommy and Marcus heat? Do they know what they're doing? Or is none of that changed? North Carolina's just bad. I want to know. I want to know what you think. Call me tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Central, 312-900-8815. Well, folks, if you're a Notre Dame fan, this had to make you feel a little better about things, or a lot better about things, right? Even the glass half empty people that already want Marcus fired and all that, you got to feel a little better about this, right? Even the people that were overreacting. If you're overreacting to the point you wanted Marcus fired after two games, overreact to be happy about this one that it went better, right? If you're Mr. Overreaction. So you got to feel better about it. We asked for progress this week. We asked, it's a low bar starting point, but we said, can you build off of what you did that worked enough that you could win ugly last week and make it look better this week? This effort was far, far from perfect, far from elite, far from playoff winning, all of that. But for where the program entered the game at in reality, this was major progress, folks. And it's frustrating to say that because the bar of what progress is starting lower than any of us want. But that's just the reality of what we're dealing with this year. And quite frankly, we're not good enough to be in a position to be so picky about how our wins are looking this year. We're not. Like, I want to be. It's in my nature to be. But I have a good enough grasp of reality to know Notre Dame is not good enough to be that picky and nitpick things all day on this program. We're not. We're not that good. That is a luxury way to look at your program we don't have right now. All right? We went on the road, beat a 3-0 team at it with an exciting young quarterback and offense at their place, going into a bye feeling better about ourselves. You know what, man? Damn it. Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Where we're starting from, that's about all you could ask for. Now, things have been hard. September's been a hard month. You want to know how hard it's been for Notre Dame? We've been begging for like a deep passing game and more action down the field, wide receivers to get involved. We want to see Pine try and throw it. Can he do it? All this. Notre Dame's most exciting big strike play pass right down the middle of the field to the back of the end zone to your exciting young wide receiver. A fake and a move around. All this beauty wasn't even on TV. Most exciting Notre Dame offensive play of the year wasn't even on TV. That's how hard things are for Notre Dame this year. The most exciting play of the year so far on offense for Notre Dame. The one thing we all beg to see. And sure enough, the BSPN ABC crew missed it. Fell for the fake, didn't even have it on camera. It's unbelievable, guys. The tides are just going against us this year. That's how rough it is. Even our best play isn't on national TV when the game is. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't. You can't. So, again, we asked the team, we begged the team to show that they could improve this week, build off some positives against Cal. they did that, especially offensively. And again, this is going to be a theme because it's bugging me too. I keep hearing John on Twitter, whatever. John, you can't be that happy. There was only a good output because North Carolina is so bad on offense. Again, you don't get to be that picky. The way we've been on offense, you need to just take it and be happy. I understand their defense is not good. I'm not sure our offense is good. Something had to give, and it gave our way. So just enjoy it. All right? If we were a playoff caliber ready team, my bar of what acceptable play and improvement is would be different, but we're not good enough to be that picky. I can't. It's disingenuous. It would not be me living in reality to have those standards right now of how we played against Carolina. We're not that good. So we have not earned that level of scrutiny at the top. All right. So yeah, I'm happy for Marcus. Settle things down a little bit. I'm happy for Tommy. Some of the heat on him is going to come off after 45 points. I'm most happy for Drew Pine. Rough start again, but he pulled it together, made some really good plays out there, and we won the game. That's all I can ask of Drew Pine. That's it. Well-timed it was to have a win like this that's better than a close call, sweating till the end. I don't love the way this game ended either. It ended up looking 14 points closer than it was with the fumble, the estimate fumble in the end zone, some bad coverages late, dumb 14-point swing. But if you watched all the game, you knew Notre Dame was in control. Notre Dame was in control. So I really like that you're going into a bye with all this momentum. You won a game against an undefeated team. It wasn't even as close as the score. You know, you kind of established your will. This looked closer to being the team many of us thought we would see this year. And that gives me comfort. This actually looked more like you could kind of see a functional vision of what this team needs to look like to win a bunch of games this year. The first three games weren't that. This one, I saw more of that. And it looked like you could at least see some direction, see some building blocks, see some things to lean on that are good. And so very well timed going into a bye. You needed this momentum. You're feeling better about yourself. Pine should have more confidence. The heat's going down a little bit of the frustrations. And now you have a half month to do two things. One, get healthy, obviously. But number two, have a week without immediate game prep to be able to further install some stuff with Pine running the offense. You were not in a position to take a breather and get him inched and eased into this when Buckner's out and you're in. I like that now you have a week to be able to build some things out for him more since you don't have game prep right away in a week. I mean, one thing we learned in this game early, just like I wanted with Buckner, Pine's better when you get him moving a little bit or the play's moving a little bit. There's a little misdirection. Early in the game, our 5'9" guy my size kept getting the passes batted down at the line by the defense. You know what? Somebody brought that up as an issue last week and was called a jerk for making fun of the kid's size. It was me. I said it wasn't even an option. You had to move the pocket for Pine because he's not tall enough to get it over the line. Sure enough, early in the game, passes getting batted down. Later, they started moving him. Everything opened up. Love it. Love it. I don't like that I have to see it go wrong the other way first for it to change, but at least it did eventually. So given the start of the year, this is the best possible way you could enter the bye. All right. Big win. You know, not a one where you're stressing till the end. Perfect. Love it. Love it. Take 2 weeks and get better. That is Notre Dame's mission the rest of the year. Take whatever game you play, try and get better the next time. That's it. And build out some pieces that are going to help you the next couple years when you don't already have two losses before you even need a hoodie on. Okay? So let's take a deeper look at some of this. Again, rough start for Notre Dame. Rough start again. This needs to get fixed, those slow starts. When you play the way Notre Dame plays and you're limited in the ways Notre Dame's limited this year, you're not going to be able to afford those slow starts. It's dangerous doing that on the road against a 3-0 team with momentum at their place. That's rough. So the slow starts need to get fixed. You defer, and I love that. I would defer all the time, put my defense out there, get a stop, get the ball back, then go do something with it, and then I get an extra free possession right out of the half to build on my lead. I love deferring. I don't love deferring when you get shredded and you're losing 7-0 and you let the quarterback run wild on you, then you get the ball back and go 3-and-out right away. Hate it. Hate it. Bad. Bad. Recipe for disaster on the road, but Notre Dame was good enough today and good enough as a program overall compared to UNC that they overcame it. But that's a very rough start, you guys. This is why I need Hair Club for Men. All right? Drives me nuts. So the slow starts, you ain't going to get away with all year. You're lucky you did here, overcame it, whatever. Now, this makes me happy. What we're going to get into next is just a joy to my Sunday morning. Let's get into some offensive numbers, which for the first time this year, I'm genuinely excited to do, folks. Progress. Progress alert. We do progress. I don't love it, but it's where we are. 287 yards rushing. 289 passing by Notre Dame. Let me tell you that again if you fell out of your seat. 287 rushing, 289 passing. I love it. I love it. Everybody likes their offense to be balanced, especially when the balance is almost 300 each. That's what I asked for. I pretty much got it. So thanks, Notre Dame. I asked you. I said, looking at the numbers they were giving up against the lower level teams they played, I said, I need three spins in the run game. I wouldn't even get picky about the passing game, but I said, I need three spins on the ground. You almost did it and did it passing. Good job. Honestly, good job. All right. I like the balance and I like the big fat numbers. 5.6 yards per carry rushing. It was 3.6 last week in a win. That's a big jump, and I love to see it, love to be it, okay? Estimate, 17 for 134, 8 average, 2 touchdowns, should have been 3 without the fumble in the end zone, all right? I love that guy. I love what I see from him, all right? You just can't fumble that ball. That's all. You just can't. You can't do that. But looking good, though. I like that 134.8 average. I could work with that. I could work with that for sure. Tyree, 15 for 80. Diggs, 10 for 50. Pine, 6 for 20. Folks, I love this balance. I love it. And I don't know why it was so hard for us to get to this point, to where you use all those guys' skill sets in certain plays, and then you're balancing it out enough that the defense has to be honest because any of those guys can hurt you at any time. I love that balance with the differing skill sets, and I also love Pine being in the mix enough, not a lot where you're going to get him killed, but enough that he has to be worried about. I love that blend. That is a recipe for success for Notre Dame in the ground the rest of the way. that kind of balance and distribution. Love it. Absolutely love it, okay? I hate that it had to get so bad for us to realize that's what you should do, but here we are. Absolutely love that approach, running the ball. Passing, 289, obvious improvement. Obvious improvement. Mayer for 88, okay? 7 catches, 88 yards. Styles, 5 for 69. Diggs, 3 for 65. Tyree, 4 for 24. Thomas, Lindsay, 2 each. Here's my biggest takeaway from what we did in the passing game yesterday. And it's not great, but it is helpful. My biggest takeaway is, are you noticing most of the production, even in almost 300-yard passing game, is coming from the tight ends and the running backs? Look at the distribution in the receptions. The bulk of that production's coming from tight ends, running backs, and then you have Styles, your one guy that's been able to get open consistently as a receiver. Okay? I don't love that. You're not going to win playoff games doing that because you're not utilizing all your parts of your team, and that limits you, and it makes it easier on the defense. But that's just going to have to be a big part of the passing offense this year. It's just going to have to be. The wide receiver thing is just going to be a problem the rest of the way. So to get any action passing the ball and have these defenses have to stay honest, Tommy probably doesn't like it, but you're going to have to rely on these tight ends and running backs in the passing game all year. And it's not great. You can't do it forever. But for now, it's the best you can do to move the ball. You're going to have to just take it. So in my opinion, it took Tommy too long to recognize this year that had to be the plan. A lot of people were saying it back in the summer, and I was too. You're going to have to throw the ball, the running backs, tight ends, a lot more to make up for those wide receivers. Here we are. Took him too long, but he finally figured it out. Keep it going, all right? Merriweather can't get any catches in a game like yesterday unless he's hurt. I don't understand it. Somebody has to explain it to me. You are in desperate need of playmakers at wide receiver. I can't explain that, but there is no competitive reason he couldn't get a couple balls yesterday. I'm sorry. There's just not. So good for Pine. Had an exciting, probably our most exciting passing play of the year. Wasn't even on TV. Good for him, though. Good move by Styles. Like that little fake to estimate. That was beautiful. I just wish we could see it. I know I ask a lot. That's just how the year is going. All right. So no interceptions. Good job for Pine. Had to gain some confidence. It's just blatantly obvious. Those wide receivers are not going to help you this year. You got to lean on whatever you can as much as you can to get whatever you can out of it. They did it this week, and you're going to need more of it. So, better output than I think I figured we'd get out of the offense, both in yardage and points. So I'm not pleased that my bar is low. I am pleased that the bar was exceeded going into a bye. And that's the other thing with the bye, folks. This is a big deal. Think about it. It's always interesting to me how teams come out of a bye. Yes, it's good for you physically because you're going to be able to get your guys healthier that are banged up. Sometimes teams come out sluggish out of a bye. Sometimes they come out ready to go. This is really the first action we're going to see from Marcus Freeman's team out of a bye. Keep an eye on that prep work the next 2 weeks and how we come out of it. I'm very interested to see that. All right. Overall, major progress, offensive line, push them around, dominated. Pine got some confidence. A lot of guys got involved. That is progress for Notre Dame. Take what worked, build on it and off of it. On defense, kind of a weird day. Got a turnover finally. Need more, but glad to see that it's not a zero anymore. Bad first drive. Let May run. That kid's going to be really good as he ages. He's 6'5", 220. We're running out there 5'9", 170. I'll take my chances long-term with the big NFL body. That is a part of what I mean when I say what we're working with isn't NFL elite stuff, guys. Pine did a lot of great things. Notre Dame's next quarterback, I need physically to look and think he's going to look a lot more like 6'5", 220 than 5'9", 170. Sorry, this is big boy football. You get your head knocked in when you're my size running the Notre Dame offense. Give me a break. So I love what Pine's doing, but understand, not my vision long-term. Nothing against him. I just don't want him to be in a Pine casket because he's my size playing against monsters. Jeezy Pete. So bad first drive. Let May run all over you. Everybody was pulling their hair out. I ordered Propecia during the game because of it. Then they tightened it up, and then they started hitting him every time he ran, which I liked. So they did have that problem with quarterbacks again, but only early. Tightened it up, started hitting him every time he did it. Love that. Love that. UNC had 66 rushing yards. Beautiful. 66 yards is a dominant winning performance. Beautiful. Nothing else to say. Love it. Love it. Now, Drake May did have 5 passing touchdowns on the day. But it doesn't seem that galling to me. It felt like, other than that first drive dynamic, Notre Dame was pretty much in charge most of the game. Normally, I'd have a stroke letting a young guy throw 5 passing touchdowns. But even in the midst of that, it felt like Notre Dame was fairly in control most of the time. So I wasn't freaking out about it. Here's what bothered me, though. I was begging the linebackers to step up and play better, and they did after the first drive. But the issue is the linebackers played better, but the secondary kind of took a step back. Yes, I was begging for the linebackers to step up, and they did. But it can't be one unit steps up and another takes a step back. It can't be that, but that secondary had some weird busted coverages, mental lapses. I don't know if it's communication stuff. Some of that looked sloppy, okay? But so that's frustrating. I can't have one unit step up and the other one steps back. I need the other one that's been good to stay good and then the other one to get on that level. So that's a bit frustrating. I asked linebackers to step up. 2 leading tacklers, Kaiser 9, Maris 6. There you go. I wanted them more involved and engaged, and they were. Good job on that, okay? And like I said, after the first drive, they stopped letting May run, started hitting them. They still scored 5 times. You at least made that kid feel you. You at least made that kid feel you. All right, Downs, good player. Couple touchdowns right off injury. The other young kid had 2. Listen, Drake May's going to be fantastic. As this guy ages, he's just going to get better and better, kind of like Howell. And I love what he's going to be. I'm glad Notre Dame got him this week when he's young. Okay, got him this week and he's young. I like making the Drake May realize, oh, man, I was feeling myself the first 3 weeks. This is what it feels like to face a real team. Knock that kid down a couple notches. Knock him down a couple notches, and we did. We did. So, time of possession, 38 Notre Dame, 22 UNC. Love it. Can live with that. That's a winning battle. Love that. That is more the structure about Notre Dame's going to have to win games this year. There is a lot to clean up, folks. Notre Dame's still very much a work in progress, finding themselves. A win like this was a big step in the right direction, even through our imperfections. this at least looked like an actual put together team with a plan that did some good things on offense today. Everybody, Freeman, Pine, the team, us fans, we all needed a game like this. We got it. Now go get a lot better the next 2 weeks and get ready for BYU. The offense took a major step forward. I still feel pretty good about that defense and a lot of what they did yesterday. Tighten up some of that pass stuff, some of that confusion back there and some of those busts. Tighten those up and I feel real good. So Notre Dame, given the start of this year, is in as good of a position as they could be in mentally and physically entering the bye. This game allowed everybody, I think, to take a deep breath. It looks a lot more like what we thought it would look, and that gives me comfort. All right? Enjoy the bye week, folks. Don't stress yourself out.